If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
Jen Sabella joins us from Block Club Chicago with our extremely local news report this morning. Jen, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is hiring again. Tell us about this.
Indeed. Good morning, Bob. A dream job for someone who loves hot dogs. The Wienermobile has this open call for college recent college grads every year. They offer 12 graduates across the country an opportunity to travel across the U.S. as brand ambassadors for Oscar Mayer in the Wienermobile. So you're not only just drive in the Wienermobile, driving it or being a passenger in it, you're also hopping off at various events and promoting Oscar Mayer. They're looking for folks with an interest in public relations, journalism, or marketing, and, of course, somebody who loves hot dogs. It's extremely competitive. Only less than 1% of people who enter the hot dogger program are selected, but now is the time to apply, and you can find out more on our website, blockclubchicago.org.
Yeah, you have to be a college graduate, don't you?
Indeed. They want somebody who has some experience in marketing to be out there repping their brand. So,
all right. Applications are open through January the 31st.
Everyone would be in love with me.
Yeah, that can be you. Let's talk about what's happening in South Chicago. A new hospital is going to be built, and this is replacing the Advocate Trinity Hospital, right?
Yes, this is a pretty big deal. Trinity, which is a 263-bed hospital on 93rd Street in Calumet Heights, will be torn down once this other hospital is built on the former U.S. Steel Southworks site. This other hospital is only going to have 52 beds, so a major decrease there. But they said, Advocate officials said that Trinity's beds are often empty, so they're looking to bring a facility in that has other services, a lot more outpatient services. It's a $1 billion campus they'll be building. It's about 3 miles away from Trinity, where Trinity is now. Big changes coming to the south side, huge development for the area. It's going to also have, like I said, several outpatient clinics, 10 different outpatient clinic centers throughout the south side, including OBGYN services and other food delivery programs and things just addressing overall health issues besides just the hospital.
Good news for South Chicago, for sure. Let's talk about what's happening on the north side at Horner Park on Montrose. Now, they have lights in place on the tennis courts and the pickleball courts. They always have, but never on the basketball court. But that's changing now, isn't it?
Yes, for 3 years we've actually been covering this. Neighbors in the area have been saying, can you please get lights in the basketball court? And there were some pushback, some concerns from the city about putting the lights there. But finally, the lights were installed. It was kind of a surprise to the neighbors who've been lobbying for it for all these years. The aldermen in the area set aside some budget money, and it's all lit up. So some of the kids who've been very excited about this have been playing this week out, even in the cold, in the lights. It gets dark really early these days. So
yeah.
After school, kids aren't able to play if there's no lighting. So, Horner Park, you can now play basketball and tennis and pickleball in illuminated at 2714 West Montrose.
Under the lights. And the neighbors really supported this change, didn't they?
They did. They went hard. The park district kind of fought them on it. I think previous alder people pushed up against it. But they came together. They didn't back down. They circulated a petition, and ultimately it happened.
Finally, we talked about this yesterday, the White Sox changing the stadium name to Rate Field, just dropping the guaranteed part of this. Do you know anything more about what was behind this, Jen?
So Guaranteed Rate, the company, changed its name to Rate, really simplifying it there. So they just wanted to be consistent in the name change for the ballpark. The thing that we heard from fans was that the big downward arrow is more of the concern than the name, especially with the Sox record right now. A big arrow pointing down is just too on the nose.
Yeah. I can kind of understand that. So they've got this 13-year, $25 million naming rights agreement that runs through 2029, but I guess they can change it if the company says okay, right?
Exactly, exactly. And some fans said maybe it should be called Second Rate Field after the season.
Yeah, I'm sure that one fan you've got mentioned in your Block Club story, a guy by the name of Bennett Carroll, he has raised thousands to put up billboards near the ballpark demanding that Jerry Reinsdorf sell the team. And he says, we've got people begging for it to be the sell again. Well, that's not going to happen,
is
it?
I know you're in bad shape.
Yeah. I mean, the Sox get about $5 million of that $25 million naming rights money, so they're not about to bail on that. It's more at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you, Jen. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Bob.